if the perpetrators still enjoy permanent immunity and are supported by the West, especially the United States. It continues the miserable situation on a wider scale and victimizes more children. To end the shocking situation and to promote the protection of child victims, it is necessary to take appropriate measures as soon as possible to end the barbaric aggression of Israel in Gaza and Lebanon. Also, perpetrators of these crimes must be prosecuted. However, issuing the arrest warrant for the heads of Israel by the International Criminal Court can be the first step. We call on the international organizations, especially the UN bodies, to adopt a fair position regarding the terrorist and human crimes committed by Israel against the children and to work to prevent this terrible tragedy against the children. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Palestinian Initiative for the Promotion of Global Dialogue and Democracy via video.
This council is convening for a third time now, while Israel's genocidal war on Gaza and the rest of Palestine continues to ravage, killing over 40,000 Palestinians and deliberately destroying all aspects of life. In the occupied West Bank, Israeli occupation forces and state-sponsored settler terrorism is escalating to accelerate the forced displacement and ethnic cleansing of Palestine to make room for more illegal settlements. During the past year, Miftah has documented over a dozen testimonies of Palestinian women abducted in the occupied